Hi everyone. So we're going to talk a little bit about medical waste and pollution and how that affects your individual and public health. So as you can imagine, every time we go into a hospital, we have to use PPE, different sharps, drugs, and a bunch of different things that all eventually have to get disposed of. On average, 33 pounds of waste are created per bed per day, which in 2018 averaged out to be 5.9 million tons of medical waste. Most of this stuff is either infectious or pathological, so it can't simply be placed in a landfill as most other waste products are. So they had to come up with other processes, such as medical waste incineration, to dispose of all of this. As you can imagine, medical waste incineration is essentially just heating up very large furnaces to incredibly hot temperatures to break down the waste into a more compact form. However, unfortunately, these incinerators are often not regulated very tightly and therefore can create more environmental problems than they are solving. A few of the things that often go wrong with incinerators are exposure to those operating them, as well as leaking into drinking water and some gases being released to the environment. Gus is going to tell you a little bit more about that and specifically what gets released. And then we will continue to talk about the personal health effects.
Thanks for that info and description, Emma. Like Emma was mentioning, there are a lot of harmful products that can be released into the environment. This includes particulate matter, carbon monoxide, acidic gases, heavy metals, and polychlorinated biphenyls, polyaromatic hydrocarbons, and furans, and most importantly, the dioxins. Dioxins are the most hazardous product of the medical waste incineration. But there are, however, ways that we try to mitigate what is released into the air we breathe. With respect to the particulate matter released from the incinerators, we use things like fabric filters, electrostatic precipitators, and wet inertial impaction collectors. These are all just fancy terms for filters that we use to catch the matter before it's released. These different filters do depend on temperature range. So typically, the hotter the incinerator gets, the better the outcome is. I want to bring up dioxins, though. Like I mentioned, they are the most hazardous. So why do they form? They form as a consequence of uncombusted components, or simply because they persisted in the waste itself. What this means is the incinerator did not reach a high enough temperature to oxidize the waste. The way we mitigate this is by injections of activated carbon into the incinerator. Ultimately, though, the best way to mitigate all of this is to limit the waste we produce and feed into the incinerator. But for now, we need to discuss the health implications you'll see with these pollutants, and that is for Dan and Lena.
Great. Thanks for that info, Gus. Ultimately, these waste products find their way into the environment, affecting not only humans, but all living things within the ecosystem. We discovered that improperly segregating biomedical waste contaminates groundwater sources, heavily affecting water and food sources, you know, that we use. In relation to the incineration Emma was discussing, there is evidence that incineration can create radioactive particles that can disturb the air and the nearby land. You know, we continue to see more and more medical waste, especially now during the COVID-19 pandemic, when there's more hospital resources being used. And it was discovered that up to 25% of medical waste goes unregulated, which will have long-term detrimental effects on the health of our environment. Now, if it was just 25% before COVID, imagine, you know, what kind of numbers it's at now. And furthermore, if it's spilling out into the environment and our food and water sources, it's certainly affecting our personal health. So I'll hand it over to Lena to discuss, you know, the effects of medical waste on our personal health.
The effects of burning medical waste on the human body are pervasive. It's easy to predict that ash and particulate matter in the air can lead to respiratory pathologies and cancer, with lung cancer being the most common. However, there are many other toxic results. Molecules like dioxin lead to an increased risk of hormonal imbalances and reproductive problems. These can cause issues such as infertility, as well as congenital abnormalities, which means burning medical waste can affect multiple generations simultaneously. Additionally, immune suppression and infections are linked to medical waste incineration. Increased infection spread and susceptibility are notable health effects with high morbidity. These can include different etiologies, such as bacterial infections, including tuberculosis, viral infections, including hepatitis, and parasitic infections. These diseases can affect many different systems, with respiratory and skin infections being particularly common. If you're interested in learning more, look up Dr. George Emanuel. He's an environmental scientist whose work focuses on the health effects of burning medical waste. He was particularly instrumental in highlighting the importance of this issue after the Ebola outbreak in West Africa. With limited infrastructure and a sizable volume of infectious waste that needed quick disposal, it was a public health challenge to limit the burning of medical waste. His experience is particularly relevant today as we move forward in the COVID-19 pandemic.